morning, Kenny Poos. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. It's Tone to Bone from Tony Curry Radio, TKR. I'd like to stop in and say, hey, I'm running and gunning this morning on the road. The world is talking about the Tua Tagovailoa situation from last night. I don't know if you watched it on Prime Video last night. He got sacked, and man, the finger thing in the face was scary. I've got a special needs son who has suffered from seizures his entire life. Thank God he's better now the last couple of years, but it kind of reminded me a little bit of that, where the connections in your brain are just missing and you're trying to figure out what's going on, and that was super, super scary. You know, we got to get past the idea, and I heard some of the announcers talking after the game, we got to get past the idea of talking to an individual and saying, you know, I just talked to him a couple hours ago and he seemed fine. He seemed good. I mean, he was happy. He said he felt wonderful. I had dinner with him last night. You know, I had dinner with a friend of mine a couple of years ago, and an hour later, she killed herself. And at the moment in time, I was like, she seemed happy. Everything was great. She put on a great game. And I mean, we just don't know. The problem with concussions, though, is when I first started doing sports radio with Al DiGreco and Jay Barker about 15, 16, 17 years ago, there were only three courses of concussions. There was concussion one, two, and three. One, obviously, was a minor concussion, two was immediate, and three was severe. Well, concussions, we know now, are almost like the spectrum of autism. Every concussion is different. It affects each individual different. It affects on whether they've had their first concussion, their second concussion, or their 20th concussion. It affects whether there's a genetic predisposition to having concussions. And so the spectrum is wide, and every concussion is different. I don't know, from a concussion protocol standpoint, the National Football League, if there's an eye test, we could certainly see what happened last week when he took a stumble and said it was his back and his ankle. It certainly didn't look good, but I don't know if there's a particular eye test that can ask all the questions. Hell, you could put a psychotic person through a psychiatric evaluation and they could pass it if they know how to answer. And there were some former football players, and I'll ask Jay Barker about it today on the Jay Barker Radio Network from noon to two. You know, there's been players that said they knew what to say. Even through being concussed, they knew the right answers so they could get back out there and play, because they didn't want to let their teammates down, and it was looked upon as a weakness if you were in concussion protocol and couldn't go back and play. You're talking about a young kid, man, who's got the world in front of him. He's a hell of a football player. At Alabama, we know what he did. But, I mean, his accuracy is unbelievable. He's a great teammate, and the Dolphins were 3-0. On Amazon Prime last night. I hope, and I like to give the benefit of the doubt because I like to see the good in people, I hope that they did go through the concussion protocol, that the third party that has nothing to do with the National Football League or the Players Union saw that he was good. Again, I don't know. I know that when you're drunk and you're driving, you can do the walking test, you can do the ABCs frontwards and backwards, you can do all, you can touch the nose, which is really easy for me. You can do all those tests, but when they put the pencil in front of your face and they move the pencil side to side and they see your eyes twitch, they know you've had something to drink. I don't know if there's that type of test, if there's a tell-all test for concussions. Obviously, there's not, because if he did go through concussion protocol and passed it, and he was concussed, then he should have never been out there. But I'll make the argument. A guy's broken his back and hyperextended his neck. If he almost fell on the field a week ago from back and ankle issues, why the hell was he playing in the first place? This is your franchise guy. This is the guy at 3-0, and he's only going to get better and better and better. He's only been in the league for a couple, 3 years. This is your franchise guy. Why put him in harm's way when you know he's already banged up? The Cincinnati Bengals defense is really good. They've only given up more than 20 points, I think, like four or five times the last 10 ball games. They're going to get after his ass. It was just a matter of time before he got banged up. And knowing a lot of former NFL guys, they know what parts of your body hurt. They know if you've got a back injury, if you've got an ankle injury, why do you think they're down there twisting legs? These NFL guys want to knock you out. It's an incredibly violent sport, and I hate it for Tua because, you know, we really do. I didn't play, but I've been around enough NFL guys to know that these guys want to play regardless. They want to play hurt, broken fingers, go get a shot in your ankle, get back on the football field. And we've got to protect these players from themselves, and really we got to protect them from their teams. The fact that this was the biggest crowd in Cincinnati Bengals history, It was a whiteout last night. It was on Amazon Prime in front of probably 15 million folks. And the Dolphins are 3-0. You can't tell me, hey, listen, are you sure you're good to go? Oh, hell yeah, because players are always going to say they're good to go. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Tua. I'm glad he traveled back with the football team last night. But something's got to be done. Someone missed the boat here. Someone missed something. Whether it's concussion protocol, the back protocol, the ankle protocol, whatever it is, I'm not sure. All right, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Happy Friday to you. The weather's just killer. Want to thank Al Cooper for having me from Coosa Valley Auto Sale yesterday. I drove up there about 6:30 yesterday morning. He's opening a brand new shop with his lovely bride called the Blue Heron. It's a great little craft and antique shop. Check that place out so you can buy cars and buy some crafts. And thanks for my free gift, Al. That was very, very sweet. And I also want to thank all the people that not only watch me here on Facebook, but also have downloaded the TKR app. We've got tens of thousands of folks who love classic rock. I try to do things a little differently. I don't try to play a lot of commercials. And I just try to give you great shows. We've got 13 different shows, a brand new show starting next week with a good friend of mine, Seth Smith. We're going to be talking about the housing market, which is super hot, super cold, super hot, super cold. He's going to be doing a show with us. And thanks to all the folks who have downloaded the app. And certainly go to Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Just Google it. We're on every major industry, and you can listen to all of our shows, everything from Dark Side of the Pooch to Mission Minded to Live Wire Wednesday, Blues All Night with Austin Hanks. Billy Gibbons was in town last night. We have a show we do with him, with Blues Almighty. Fantastic show last night. Hope you enjoyed the show here in Birmingham. Also, the Damon Johnson show. When in Rome with Stuart Rum, the Woodhouse Day Spa is a great show. And two new shows with Kip Kiefer. One called Need to Know, which airs every single day of the week. And also, Wanna Bet, just in time for college football season. We're now into, what, week 5 already? Season's going wild. It's way too flipping fast. It airs at 9, 11, 1, and 3 every Saturday morning on the TKR app. Go to Apple and just download TKR. It takes you 5 seconds. Or Android, Tony Curry Radio, and you can listen and get some great picks. Free picks. It's a 30-minute show. You don't have to wait around for hours. Free picks every morning. Or you can podcast it as well through Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for watching today. Have yourself a fantastic day. I love you, and thanks again for all your support. See you.